says on the Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, "Tana Rabbanan Shomri Ha'ir Bayam Peturim Minasuk Bayam Bechayav Balayim." Shomri Ha'ir, watchmen, policemen in the city. So they're potter when they watch, but the chayav balayim, the chayav when they finished watching. Shomri Ha'ir Balayla Peturim Minasuk Balayla Bechayav Bayam. So when it comes to Shomri Ha'ir, it's clear that they're only potter when they're actually watching. Bayom, it's Bayom. They're watching Balayla, then it's Balayla. They're both and both. Shomri Ginos U'Pardesim, Turim Ben Bayom Ben Balayla. Shomri Ginos U'Pardesim, people who are watching the fruits in the gardens and the orchards, so there the Gemara says, Turim Ben Bayom Ben Balayla. Sounds like they're potter ben bayom ben balayla, no matter when they're watching. But lefti suka hasam, track the gemara, let them make a suka there, the rest who, and then sit in the suka. Bayom or teishu kentadur? Abai says somehow it's felt in teishu kentadur, it's missing something in teishu kentadur. Rava omar pirtza kora laganav. If they're going to sit in the suka, Moshal Hedjav Rashi says, v'afkan haganav roa oso yosha besuka. A pirtza is kora laganav. If you have a pirtza, you have a breach in the fence, and then that calls to the ganav that he can get in, he can steal. Afkan haganav roa oso yosha besuka balayla v'munichnas v'gonav aperos l'ruach acheres. Here too, the ganav will see him coming into the sukkah at night, and he'll go and steal the peiros. So that's what Rava says. I hold teishu came to duru. That's why the shomer ginos u'pardesim apturim in asukah. And Rava says the pirtza kara laganav, and that's why this is apturim. It's a very interesting gemara. The gemara has both shomer ha'ir and shomer ginos u'pardesim, and the halacha seems to be a little bit different. There are reasons. We have to understand exactly what the reasons for this halacha are. So why taka are shomer ha'ir potim? Why are they potim? So comes the Ritva. Says, Rashi doesn't express himself here about Shomri Ha'ir. Comes the Ritva and says, "Perish time of Mishum Teishu Kain Tadu Bizman Shiragilin Loshevus Bratein Chayavim Besuka." Shomri Ha'ir Apturim and Asuka when they're watching, midin Teishu Kain Tadu. Kibizman Shiragilin Loshevus Bratein Chayavim Besuka. When they are in their homes, then they're Chayav Besuka. What's he saying? Well, what's his point? His point is that Teishu Kein Tadur means that a policeman who lives in his home is going to watch the city when his shift is on, but then after the shift is over, he goes home. So just like when he's living in his home the rest of the year, he's not at home when he's on his shift, so too on Sukkot. He's not in the sukkah on his shift, but when he finishes the shift, he goes back to the sukkah. So it's Kein Tadur that he should be able to eat a meal outside of his sukkah. He could eat a bread meal, a full achilas keva outside the sukkah. But emes, what it comes out is that Shomri Ha'ir are like any person who goes to a job on sukkahs. Some of us to work on Chol HaMoed sukkahs. The Ikar HaDin really could have a sandwich at the office because it's Teishu Kein Tadur, right? Teishu Kein Tadur, he is living at home, but right now he's not home, right? During the day, he's not home. So Mestama, whenever he's not home, he doesn't have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. Because just like during the rest of the year when he's living at home, he goes to the office, he eats in the office, and he has a sandwich at the office. So too on sukkahs. He lives in his sukkah, which is right on the side of his home. And he lives in his sukkah, and then when he goes to the office, he shouldn't have to eat in the sukkah. So me'ikar adin, technically speaking, even someone who goes to the office should be able to have a sandwich, Chol HaMoed sukkahs. L'maisa, people don't do that. We're talking about the amusement parks going on to Yulim or whatever, but be'emes, even someone who's going to work, right? Someone who's in the office, Me'ikarat Din, should be able to have a sandwich in the office. But people don't do that. They try to have something, it's only like a snack or a shahakol or something that's not chayiv in sukkah. People are machmer when it comes to sukkah, but technically speaking, a person who goes to the office, Chol HaMoed sukkah, is no different than Shomri Ha'ir. And Shomri Ha'ir are not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah when they're actually shomer, when they're on the job. Because Teishu Kein Tadur tells me that it's mamish the same thing as during the year, that when they're on their job, they're not sitting at home. The same thing on sukkahs, they're not sitting in the sukkah when they're on the job. And that's shomer ho'yim. But as we mentioned, shomer ginos u'pardesim, chokas abayin and rava, what the tama dover is, but it sounds from the Gemara that shomer ginos u'pardesim, apturim afilu balayla, even if they're only shomer bayom. Hello, Dover. That's Cohen beer, which we'll have to get back to. Let's get back to that idea. But before we get back to the idea, let's talk about Abaye Rav. Let's talk about the Tama Dover. Then we'll understand the scope. We'll understand the parameters when this Ptur applies. It's Machlokas Abaye Rav. What's the Tama Dover? Why Hashem Reginos to Pardes and Ptur Menasur? Is it because Teishu Kane Dover appeared to Korah Lagan? The problem is that Rava doesn't deny Teishu Kein Tadur. Now, what kind of a machlokas is this? Abaye says the Shamaginos are Pardesim up to him because of Teishu Kein Tadur. Rava has to think up a new svar. Why does he have to think up a new svar? Rava is the Marad de Shmaitzer, who just in a few lines on Chavav and Aleph is going to say, Himitzdar is Potim and Asuka because of Teishu Kein Tadur. He doesn't say Teishu Kein Tadur, but that's how the Rishonim explain. Right, the Gemara says, Rava Sharalei L'Rav Acha Bar Ado L'Migna Bar Mim Talalta Mishim Sircha De Gargishto. Rava allowed Rav Acha Bardala Acha Bardala Rava allowed Rav Acha Bar Ado. Excuse me. I'm sorry, let's back it up. Rav Sharalei L'Rav Acha Bardala L'Migna Bechilta Besuka Mishim Baki. Rav permitted Rav Acha Bardala to sleep outside the Sukkah Mishim Baki because of the bugs. Rava Sharalei L'Rav Acha Bar Ada L'Migna Bar Mem Talalta Mishim Sircha D'Gargishta. And Rava allowed a different Amora to sleep outside of the Sukkah because of a smell. Rava L'Taymi is up to Gemara Dama Rava Mitzdar Potem in HaSukkah. Rava is the Mara D'Shmaitza that Mitzdar is Potem in HaSukkah. Why is Mitzdar Potem in HaSukkah? That's Rashi, that's Tosfos on Holchei D'Rachim. That was the end of the Tosfos that we didn't see last time. The Chay Mitzdar D'Potru L'El Min HaSukkah Hayin Miteishu Kein Tadur Dein Adam Dor B'Mokom Shem Mitzdar. Person doesn't live where he's mitzdar. He finds a better place. If he has bugs, so then he gets an exterminator. But he's not gonna sleep there. He'll find another place to sleep. Smell? He's not gonna sleep where it's smelly. So Teishu Kein Tadur tells me that you're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah if you're mitzdar because Kein Tadur. No one would do that in their home. You don't have to do it in the sukkah. That's Rava. So why does Rava have to be mechadish a new idea of Pirtzei Kara L'Ganav? Let him just say the same as Abaye. Shamagina Suparadesim Apturim because Teishu Kein Tadur. The Tosfos already points out that Rava agrees to the concept of Teishu Kein Tadur. Pirtzei Kara L'Ganav says Tosfos, Lami Shem Beleslei the Rava Drasha the Teishu Kein Tadur. It's not Shaykh. Of course Rava holds of Teishu Kein Tadur. How do we know? So I just told you we know because he holds Mitzdar Potem and Asuka. And Tosfos explains that Mitzdar Potem and Asuka is based on Teishu Kein Tadur. But Tosfos is honest. He says, look, I can't prove to you that he holds a Teishu Kein Tadur from what I said, the Daita. Right? Maybe you'll explain Mitzdar Potem Nasukah differently. But I know that he holds a Teishu Kein Tadur because it's a Braisa Tanoim. It's a Braisa. A Braisa is a Tanaitic source. So Rava, the Amora, has to submit to the Braises. He has to submit to all the Mishnayas. It says Tais is the Braisa, not Chavchesa Mebei. He says Teishu Kein Tadur. Not in the negative sense that Teishu Kein Tadur will exempt the mitzdayer, but in the positive sense of how a person is supposed to be koveya his mokum in the sukkah. That's what the Braisa Chav Ches Amibay says. Tana Rabbanan Teishu Kein Tadur Mikan Amar Kol Shivas Ayamim Asim Osa Adam Sukaso Keva Ubeso Ara Kol Shivas Ayamim. A person has to make his sukkah into a diras keva and his house a diras ara. How does he do that? Kate said, "Ha'ilo kelim noyim malan l'sukkah. Matzos noz malan l'sukkah. Ochav eshosim etav l'sukkah. You take all your beautiful kelim, put them in the sukkah. You spend time in the sukkah. Ochav eshosim etav l'sukkah. Teishu kein tadaru. The sukkah has to be your bias during sukkahs. The sukkah is a diras kev. It's a diras arai. It's a temporary structure, but you make it into a diras keva because you treat it like your diras keva, and you." Right? You treat it like a diras keva in terms of what you bring in, and you treat it like a diras keva in terms of the tashmishim that you do in the mokum. That's also learned from Basukos Teishu Shiras Yam. Teishu Kein Tadur. So says Tosfos, it's impossible that Rava denies this drasha, because we have a braisa that applies Teishu Kein Tadur in the positive sense. That the fact is Rava also uses it in the negative sense, that Teishu Kein Tadur will part to the mitzdayer, because it's not Kein Tadur. So for both reasons, Rava has to subscribe to this Ptur. So why does he need a new vort, right? Vashomer Ginos uPardesim, Rava says the reason why they're potter is because Pirtzei Kara L'Ganav. What does he need that for? What's the Machlokas Abaye? So comes Rashi and explains as follows. What does Abaye say? What's the Teshu came to do that Abaye is saying? Kentadur, says Rashi. Kederach Shudar Kolashana Beveso, his Gikasa Torah, Lohaniach Diroso Velodor Kan Besuka. The Mitosa Veklej Tashmisho Umatsa Osa. Just like his Dar, Kolimos Hashon, and his Baye, so too the Torah obligated him to leave his Diras Keva, to live in a Sukkah, with Mitosav, Klei Tashmisho, and Matzah Osav, with his bed, and his Klei Tashmish, all of the utensils, all of the items that he uses to live in his home. He's got to bring them to the Sukkah. Right? That's what we said in the Braisa, Daf Chav Ches. The Matzos knows, the Kalim Noem, everything, he's got to bring them to the Sukkah. And this one, the Shomer Ginusa Pardesim, can't bring all the Klei Tashmishim to the Sukkah in the Ginusa Pardesim because of Tircha. It's too complicated. It's too much Tircha. It's too much of a burden. That's Abaye. Shomer Ginusa Pardesim Abtur Min HaSukkah because Anteishu came to Aduro. Because the chiyuv of sukkah is to live there kol yemei sukkah, like you live kol yemos hashana in your home with mitosa klei tashmisho and matzaosa. It's a tircha to bring that to the sada. Tircha to bring it to the sada. So therefore he's pot. Potu mi din what? Teishu came to the room. It sounds almost like he's mitzvah, right? Teishu came to duru zaktaba. Teishu came to duru. It's a tircha to bring the kelim. What does that mean? It's a tircha to bring the kelim there. Mitzdar because it's a tircha to bring the kelim. So therefore, it's potter mitzvah mitzdar. Meiri has a very interesting read in this Rashi. Not the posh of shah. You gotta be honest. What does Meiri say? That it's a tircha to bring the kelim to the sukkah, but rather what? Help me. What does he say? To bring it back inside if it rains. Very creative. Shad b'das Rashi. We'll see why he had to be creative. Tiriyat Zabai Teshu Kein Tadur Kloma Shemachan Shezeh Koveh Adirasa L'Sham Shelo Lohaniach Perosav L'Mikre Im Yaseh Sukkah L'Sham Afu Tzorek L'Havisha Mitasu Klei Tashmisha Torah Oma Teshu Kein Tadur Avadi has to bring Mitasu Klei Tashmisha because that's Teshu Kein Tadur Kloma Shetzorek L'Havi Mitasu B'Sukasa Klei Tashmisha Ki Ilu Hu B'Beisa Yadar B'Sukkah Ke'en Let Yadar B'Bayis. So you gotta bring everything there. There's no place to put everything. I mean, where are you going to put the clay tashmish? They're going to get ruined. There's going to be a hefsid. You can't put them outside the sukkah. That's not going to help you. That's still uncovered. You got to put it in your bias, but the bias is not here. So everything is going to get ruined. Varehu kimur shemeikoro mitoras hatrocha yisera shebepinuyov. It's a mouthful. Here he says it's like he's murshe meikaro, he's permitted from the beginning, mitchiloso, because of the hatrocha yisera, that's the tircha yisera. Because of the tircha yisera to be mefane the kelim from his sukkah b'makom geshamim, he's murshe mitchiloso not to have to bring anything there to begin with. Shein l'makom l'sham l'fanoso. That's a bias. So he uses Rashi that it's all built on the fact that he has to bring all of his clay tashmish to the sukkah. But what's the real essence of Rashi? That it's going to be impossible to be mefana the kelim if it rains. He's not going to have a makom to be mefana the kelim. The rain's going to get into the sukkah, and he doesn't have a place to protect the kelim, to protect all of his matzos, the bedding and the pillows and whatnot. They're going to get soggy, they're going to get ruined. Everything else he's going to bring into the sukkah. So it almost seems Mishum Hefsid. Abaye is saying Mishum Hefsid, he's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. It starts with Teshu Kein Taduru, but that's not really the reason. The real reason is B'makom Hefsid, that it's going to be a tircha yisera to get rid of everything. B'makom Gisham. Teshu Kein Taduru requires of him to bring all of his klei tashmish into the sukkah. But the problem is he's not going to be able to bring them back to a safe place, to a place where they're not going to get ruined in the event of rain. So that's why Mitchilaso, even though there is a din of Teshu Kein Taduru, he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. That's the Meiri. Mistama, he's working with Rashi, that there's this chiyuv to bring the Klei Tashmish into the Sukkah because the Tashmish can't do. That's his point of departure, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is now he can't get rid of them in the event of rain. So it could have learned that that's what Rashi is saying. But that's not the Poshim Shabbat Rashi. Rashi. Pesach Frank in a Sefer Mekorei Kodesh in Siman Lamed Hei, he suggests that you can understand Rashi Kipshupa. Chara, the simple Pshat Rashi is not that Rashi is saying, okay, Teshu Kedaduru requires that you have to bring your Klei Tashmish into the Sukkah. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to be mechayv him in the Sukkah, because in the event that rain is going to come down, then he's not going to be able to get everything out of the Sukkah. It's not really what Rashi says. She really says that the zechiyuv to bring mitoso Klei Tashmishu matzaoso to the Sukkah, v'zeh eno yochol lahavion shem mipnei ha-torach. He can't bring it there because of tircha. We're not afraid of rain. It's a tircha to get to the Sukkah. Bipshuto, what Rashi is saying is he's understanding Abaye's Mechadish Anud in Mitztar. We thought Mitztar, Potem and Asukkah, Midin Teshu Kedadu. Let's talk about Mitztar Machmas Etzem Yeshivoso Besukkah. That's the Parsha Pshat in Mitztar. The Taz introduced to us as a second halacha, Nochadin Mitztar, that even if a person is Bitsar Machmas Haguf, a holy, or he broke his leg, he's Bitsar. Maybe that's also Potem in Asukkah. Like we said, because he can't be Mechavet in the Mitzvah, that's a big Chiddush. But the Parsha Pshat is, there's a basic din of Mitzvah, Machmas, Yeshiva, Mitzvah, Mishim Baki, right? Mishim Sicha, the Gargishta, right? Let's just say it simply. Zvuvim, Reya, right? These are words we can, right? The bugs, it's smelly, right? The pieces of the Schach are coming out. That we understand, that's Mitzvah. Comes Abaye, according to Rashi, and he introduces a new type of mitzvah. That even mitzvah, machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, that's also from mitzvah. Yeshiva besukkah is no problem. If he's able to get to the sukkah with his klei tashmish, he's not mitzvah, b'shas yeshiva besukkah. It's only mitzvah to get to the sukkah. So up to Abaye, that's also part. That's the chiddush, shomeginus u'pardes and a potter from the sukkah, because they're mitzvah to get to the sukkah. It's a tircha to bring the klei tashmish into the sukkah, and that's also part of midin mitzvah. L'chore HaRashi's understanding. Yes?
So how is that different from a normal sukkah? It's still a tircha to bring it outside normally. Is it that I'm going farther?
Yeah. The regular tircha of going out from your house to the sukkah, that everyone's mechuyev to do. If not, you've done away with the whole mitzvah of sukkah. That you're not going to be able to exempt people. But that's the same as what we said a couple of days ago about the chosn. One of the shittas in the Rishonim was that it's tsar for the chosn to be ola to the sukkah. We're going to get back to that shita, but we said if they made the sukkahs on the roofs, obviously just the fact that it's tsar to walk up the stairs, that's not enough to pot us out from the sukkah. So then no one's going to sit in the sukkah. Somehow by the chosn, it's extra tircha. And so to over here, it's extra tircha. Because the sukkah of the shomer is far away from the bayis, so he's going to lug his couch to the field. That's hard. That's more tircha. So that extra tircha, that's too much, and that can pad the himi dimitzdar. Yes.
Would this be an issue for what we spoke about with Rabbi Yisrael yesterday? How the Magen Avraham is learned to us, so you might have to build a sukkah, so then you'd have the same issue of bringing all the.
No, because if someone at night is not defined as holchid rachim, right? Meaning the holchid rachim really are living at home. They're living at home. They're not shomeginus or pardes. They're not in the field. They're living at home, but they're on a journey. They're on a trip. So we still define them as living at home. They're living at home. It's just they're on a trip. So if at night we say that the shem holchid rachim falls away, so then he's treated like someone who's at home. But the Shomer Ginos, they're for 6 months of the year, for 4 months of the year, whatever it is, they're in the fields. They're not at home. They're living in the field. So it's a totally different barrier. Right? It's a different situation. So there, if it's a tircha to bring the Klei Tashmish of the bayis into the field, so then they'll be part of the meditation. That's a bayis according to Rashi. Okay, two different approaches. Meiri's approach, Bidas Rashi, and the Zipra Safrank, which is the simpler pshat, Bidas Rashi. Gedalia.
So I'm trying to see how this fits back into Teshu Kinta Duru, because normally Teshu Kinta Duru is telling me that once I have a sukkah, the way I conduct myself in it is that I only have to live in it the way I live in my normal house. But here it's up towards even build a sukkah in the first place. meaning Abai is not just Mechadish that it applies if there's an extra tirchel, but it's even telling me that how that fit back into like, not, I wouldn't do that in my normal house.
If it's a tirchel to bring your clay tashmish to the sukkah, then that's above and beyond the chiyuv of the Torah. A person has a chiyuv to build a sukkah, but that's where he just takes the clay tashmish directly from the bayis into the sukkah. But to schlep to a far distance, I mean, clearly the Shomeginos are not a regular person. They're in a strange situation, not in a normal situation. So people in the normal situation, whatever tircha is involved in building the sukkah and in bringing your kelim to the sukkah, that everyone is mechuyev to do. But if a shomer is in a situation where he's going to incur extra tircha, so the extra tircha above and beyond what's normal, that's bechlam mitzta. Well, yeah, if it's Yafim Mitzdar, so then that's not Teshu Kain Tadur. Because again, the idea is that a person is not Mechuyev to be Mitzdar Machmas HaSukkah. Right? And the Chiddush is that even though a person is Mechuyev to build a Sukkah, but if he has extra Tzar in the process, then that is a problem. That is a problem. And that's the Lechorah, how Rashi is explaining about it. What does Rava respond? Why does Rava say Pirtza Karla Ganav and he denies Teshu Kain Tadur? To Lechora, the simple answer, see, once we have Abaye, so then Rava plugs in very easily at first glance. If Abaye is Mechadish and Udin of Mitztayr, that even Mitztayr, Machmas Tircha to get to the Sukkah, to bring things to the Sukkah, that's also part of it in Teshu Kain Tadur. So the simple pshat in Rava would be that maybe Rava just denies this extra din of Mitztayr. Maybe Rava holds that the only din that Mitztayr is potim in a sukkah is if he's Mitztayr machmas etzim hayushin in the sukkah. But Mitztayr machmas tircha to bring your clay tashmish to the sukkah, vushtek, that's up to Mitztayr. That's Gedalia's kasha. But this has nothing to do with sitting in the sukkah. Mitztayr is a tsar from sitting in the sukkah, mishum zvuvim, reyach, these kinds of things. But to get to the sukkah, to bring my clay tashmish to the sukkah, everyone has to build a sukkah. But so you'll pater everyone. Why should I distinguish between the basic tzar of building a sukkah and this extra tzar of bringing clay tashmish to the sukkah? Who shteit? That's not the parsha of Sham. It's there as part of the sukkah. Only if that's machmas yishiv also b'sukkah. That's how Rava could explain. But the only time that it's there as part of the sukkah is if he's b'tzar from the sukkah itself, not from bringing his clay tashmish to the sukkah. So that's why Rashi had to introduce Pirtza Karla Ganav. The simple pshat of Asra. And in fact, it's Taka Meduyuk in the Lashon of Rashi like that. That the only mitzvah that Rava paters is what kind of tzar? A tzar machmas de sukkah. How's it Meduyuk from Rashi? Which Rashi? How's it Meduyuk from Rashi? Right. Rashi on mitzvah. Not an asugya. It's a trick question, right? Not Shomer Gimus with Pardes, and Rashi doesn't say anything about the basic that of Mitztar. But later, by when Rava says Mitztar Potem HaSukkah, what does Rashi say? Mitztar Shehasukkah Mitzar Rosso. The Sukkah causes Mitzar. Sure. That's Mitztar Potem HaSukkah. So you could very easily say that's why Rava argued with Abaye. Abaye says Mitztar Potem HaSukkah relates not only to Mitztar Machmas HaYeshiva B'Sukkah, that the Sukkah is Mitzar him, but even if he's Mitztar Machmas Tircha to get to the Sukkah, to bring things to the Sukkah. But Rava could disagree and say, no, Mitztar Potem HaSukkah is only Machmas Yeshiva B'Sukkah, that the Sukkah is Mitzar him, but not that he's Mitztar Machmas Tircha to bring his clay tashmish to the Sukkah. That's what you would have imagined that Rava would say. It's a simple pshat. Right? If you learn Rashi Kipshuta, again, not like the Meiri, you learn Rashi Kipshuta B'das Abai, that Mitztar, even Machmas Tircha, to get to the Sukkah, or to bring clay tashmish to the Sukkah, you part this, then Rava has a very simple app. Rava said, Pirtza Karla Ganav, because he felt that Mitztar Potem HaSukkah is only Machmas Yeshiva B'Sukkah, not Machmas Tircha to bring things to the Sukkah. But the Ran doesn't learn Rava like that. The Ran explains differently. The Ran doesn't make a Machlokes out of this. The Ran says everyone, even Rava, admits that Mitztar Potem HaSukkah, even if he's Mitztar to bring his Klei Tashmish to the Sukkah. What does the Ran say? This is on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph and Daf Erish. Rava Omar says the Ran, Lekel Amifter and Mishum Haytaima, the Kain Tadu. No. Lekel Amifter and Mishum Haytaima. Come. Let's not run too fast. Rava says, Lekel Amifter and Mehaytaima. Don't pate him Mishum Teshu Kain Tadu. A lack of Teshu Kain Tadu. So up the Ran, the Ka'in to the Ruhu. The Ka'in to the Ruhu. Gotta put the comma in the right place. Lekal and Miftre Mishum Hai Taima. The Ka'in to the Ruhu. Rava holds it is Ka'in to the Ruhu. Why? Kevat Shekol Ashana Hu Dor Ba'osan Abatim Sheveginos. Hu Ba'osan Kalim. Since a whole year, Kol Ashana, he lives in the Batim Sheveginos. What does it mean, Batim Sheveginos? That means the huts of the Shomrim, Shomiginus Upardesim, have huts that they live in the Sodim. They're batim in their regular homes, but when they're Shomer the Ginus Upardesim, they have huts in the field. And what do they live with for those years? Forget Sukkis. Right, for 4 months of the year, let's say, they're in the Sodim. So what do they live in? Sukkos Rakfash, right? They look, for those who were here for last month, they live in the sukkah of the Shomrim. They live in the sukkah. They live in huts, some kind of diras arai there. But they're living in something. Do they live with all their kleitashrish, with the matzos and the mitas and the kleitashrish? No, they live, you know, with less. They get along with less. That's the way they live. So that's ke'en toduru for the months that they're in the Ginos Upardesim. It's not Ken to do to have all the clay tashmish there for an extended period of time. They're in the sadas, they're away from their bias. So how can you say abaya that teshu Ken to do? It's not Ken to do without the clay tashmish. Since it's the tirch to bring the clay tashmish to the sadas, so therefore they're part of mishum etzdar. No, so Rava, it is Ken to do, because for the period of time that they're in the ginos upardesim, it's normal for them to live without their kalim. They live with a little bit, but not with everything. So it makes sense that it's ke'en toduru now to shift to a sukkah, right? If they have some kind of bias for the shomer, they have the shomer hut, and now you want to make a sukkah, so it makes sense that it's ke'en toduru, whatever kalim you have in your shomer hut, then you have to move to your sukkah. But to say that you have to bring the klei tashmish that you have in your bias for the rest of the year, so far, that you don't have to go. You have to bring your klei tashmish from the bias. Ke'en toduru is ke'en toduru where you are now. Since this is a period of time that they're going to be in the Sadeh, then the ke'en toduru in the Sukkah is ke'en toduru in the Sadeh. So in the Sadeh, whatever bias they have in the Sadeh, they don't have all their clay tashmish. Nah, it's just a flimsy kind of structure. So in the Sukkah in the Sadeh, they also don't have to have all their clay tashmish. That is called ke'en toduru. So that's why Rav had to introduce a new time. It appears to Karla Dana, Shim Yeshev, Besukkah, Kshayira, Agana, Shu Yoshev, Sham. Yignov haperis. Pierce the Karla Ganav. When the Ganav sees that he's sitting in his sukkah, then he'll steal the payments. That's how the Ran understood. Not kipshuto. Not that Rava is arguing with Abaye as to whether there is this new type of mitzvah. Mitzvah machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, to bring things to the sukkah. But rather, no, even Rava agrees, says the Ran. Even Rava agrees that mitzvah patam nasukkah can apply to mitzvah machmas tircha, to bring things and to get to the sukkah. So what's he saying? Why didn't he say teshu ke'en toduru? Because he says over here it is ke'en toduru. Since for the period of time that they're in the sodeh, it's normal for them to live without their clay tashmish. So they don't have to bring all the clay tashmish to the sukkah, and it'll still be ke'en toduru. They don't need to bring everything from their bikes. For this period of time, it's called Kanta Duru, even without the Kleitan. So there is no Tircha, and that's why he needs a new Tam to Tam. Yes?
Would that be dependent on whether or not these Shomer would be in their house while they're guarding when it's not Sukkot? So while they're guarding when it's not Sukkot, so they would be in their huts, then sitting in the Sukkot shouldn't make a difference when it comes to Ghana, because they'd be sitting indoors anyways. So if it wasn't Sukkot, they wouldn't be sitting in their house.
So that relates to the question that we began with. We're going to get back to this. But suffice it to say that I think the answer is that the concern is when the Shomer goes to the hut. If the Ganav sees that the Shomer is going to the hut, so then he thinks that he's going to sleep, that he's not going to be Shomer anymore, because he's leaving the Shomer hut. You see, as long as everyone is in the Shomer hut, right, you can have two Shomer, a Shomer by Yom, a Shomer by Laila, right? So as long as everyone is in the Shomer hut, he doesn't know who's sleeping. He sees the Shomer is in his hut. So maybe he's watching, maybe he's not watching, he doesn't know. But once the Shomer leaves the hut to go to the Sukkah, so he says, Now he's going to this other place. So maybe there's no shomer. He doesn't realize there's a shomer balai. So maybe then the ganav is going to come to steal. I think that's probably the answer. We'll get back to it. Get back to the next issue. Yes.
Based on this, does that mean that you would theoretically have to have, let's say, like two separate sofas? Because you have two gears essentially. You have your bias in the dira, and you have what you normally darble in the garden. And if I'm saying I was in my house, my dira would be different. My sukkah would have to be different than the sukkah I'd have in the garden, because it's based off different model diras.
Right. Teshu can do it means that your sukkah has to be like your dira. So if the dira of the Shomaginos and Pardesim is a flimsier dira with fewer clay tashmish, so then they don't have to make a sukkah with any more clay tashmish in it. Correct? That would be called Kentadur, according to the
Rambam. If they were, let's say they were to go to their house.
If they went back home?
So their sukkah would have to be different now.
It needs the clay tashmish.
Okay.
It should need the clay tashmish. Now, is it ma'akev the ever to bring the clay tashmish? No, if there would be some kind of tircha to bring the klei tashmish, I mean, again, according to the Ran, there is no tircha to bring the klei tashmish because it's all a function of where you are. If normally during the year they're in their bias, then bringing the klei tashmish from their bias into the sukkah, that's something that's an obligation, so you'd have to do that. Okay, what comes out from the Ran is that we might not even have a machlokas whether mitzvah potem la sukkah machmas tircha. It could be even Rava agrees that if you're mitzdar to bring the clay tashmish to the sukkah, then you're going to be potter. He never argued with that. He just felt that the Shomer Ginos Pardesim, it is kentadur because they don't need that clay tashmish then. It'll still be kentadur even without the clay tashmish. That's why you can't talk about tircha. But in a chanami, if there would be some kind of a tircha to bring the kalim to the sukkah, so then Yitaka would be potter. He agrees with Abaye's fundamental principle. That's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham raises a shaila about tircha. He quotes this Ran as a raya to his yisod. What's the Magen Avraham going on? Magen Avraham says a whole shir kloli on this sugya. The shaila that the Magen Avraham is dealing with is, let's say it's a tircha to bring one svar into the sugya. You know, the Gemara says on Chav Ches HaMeis, you're supposed to be ochel v'shosu matayel v'lome b'sugya, so you're supposed to learn in the sugya also. If it's not learning bi'iyun, the Gemara says, learning bi'iyun requires more concentration, so we're afraid in the sukkah you might not be able to concentrate. But learning the kiyus, you can finish sukkah. You can finish sukkah on chalamai, it's not so. It's 50 blot or something. Yeah. If you've done the night state of the kiyus, so you know it pretty well, so then you should be able to finish it over a sukkah. Chalamai. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, what happens if it's a tircha to bring this svarim? Tzarachin, tzarach svarim harbi, v'tarach lo, lehalosam, lesukkah. Let's say it's a tircha to bring the svarim to the sukkah. What's it then? So he says something fascinating. For l'chora, mashma b'gemara, da'im matriachin osam. It's mashma from the Gemara, did you not matriachin? K'de'isa b'gemara, daf chavchez, gabisham reginos upardesim, v'chein mashma b'ran shom. Right? The sugya shamaginos upardesim, and the ran is mashma, that if it's too much of a tircha to bring the svarim to the sukkah, then you potter. What's mashma? Who mashma? Abaye holds like that. Abaye holds like that. Abaye says, shomikinu suparadesim, a potter, because it's a tircha for them to bring the clay tash to the sukkah. But Rava argues. What kind of a rise you bring? Abaye? We don't paskin like him. We always paskin like Rava. So that's what the Magen Avraham is. V'chei mashma baran. But the Ran says, even Rava agrees that mitzvah potter and asukkah applies. If there's a tircha yisera to bring kalim to the sukkah, tircha yisera to bring things to the sukkah, he argues against Abaye and says teshu kentadur doesn't apply by shomaginos upardesim because there it is kentadur because you don't need the klei tashmish in the sukkah there. And from the Ran, you get the impression that if there's another kind of a tircha yisera to bring svarim, most people are not going to bring 20 svarim to the sukkah. Those people have the Gemara and the Rambam, you know, the Gemara and the Mishnah Berurah. But if you want to bring 20 svarim to the sukkah, right? So you have a lot of svarim. You're learning b'iyun rav. You know, if you have a kibitz, nowadays you have a kibitz one thing. But before they had the kibitz, the person said, "I want to bring my ritva and my meiri and my sefer amichtav and my arach l'ner." It's a lot of svarim. So that you're not mechuyev to do. From the Ran, you get the impression that mechuyev to do that. If you need so many svarim, just stay inside. Stay inside. Too much of a tirchas to stay inside. Learn from the Ran B'das Rava. The Ran B'das Rava. Not the Parsha Pshat in the Rava, but the Ran B'das Rava that he agrees that Teishu came to do a good pater mitzvah machmas tircha. Yesh Litcho says the mother Abraham doesn't talk Rav lo tzim la sadi. Lochem, he buys the sukkah, lo havi tircha kol kach. He says it's not... What I said B'das Haran is right, he says. But the question is how much tircha is tircha. To evaluate, figure out, is it really a tircha? He says maybe it's a bigger tircha to bring your couch out to the sada than to bring, you know, a couple of svarim up to the sukkah. So, yeah. He says yesh lahachm. You should be machmer. It's better to be machmer because it's hard to evaluate how much of a tzar really is it to bring your svarim out to the sukkah. But meikar adin, he holds of the Ran. Holds of the Ran that even Rav agrees to Abaye that Mitzdar Patim Nasuk will apply Mitzdar Machmas Tircha. And he says, and I'll bring you a few other eyes to this Yisab. Again, whether the Magen Avraham is willing to apply that to Tircha bringing Svarim, so that's a side point. That's what the Shir is about. But the Yisod is still there in the Ran. Not only is it there in the Ran, it's there in the Postim as well. He quotes a Lavush that says that you don't have to bring pillows up to the sukkah. The levush sim and tough reshem sivdal mashu then tzarch lehalosim lesham kemoga bekarim. He says, according to levush, it sounds like it should be the same as pillows. It's like you don't have to bring pillows. That you should have to bring the svarma. Which levush of pillows is he referring to? So that's the levush that the Bir Halacha calls. Bir Halacha and sim and tough reshem on the sim about on that sif about mitzvah. Star potim in a sukkah hugelom shamshav. He says, "When star says the Shulchan Aruch, this shein yochel lishan besukkah in the aruach and the hazvuvim v'haparushim achiyot zibah." Too much wind, too much zvuvim v'haparushim bugs, omek nehareach or smell, different things. To zok to be alocha v'hu adin mipnei hatzina b'mkom asakarim. This is a major discussion. I have to get back to this. Many of the postmen are very troubled by the fact that people don't sleep in the sukkah. There's so many communities where people don't sleep in the sukkah. Why not? It's part of the mitzvah. It's a gemara. Right? You're supposed to be ochel, metayel, the yoshen, the lomain. You're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. That's one of the times shmishim of the sukkah. Why don't people sleep in the sukkah? So we'll talk about it. There's much discussion there. But one of the reasons given is that we live in places that are cold. So we're mitzvah. We're mitzvah from sleeping in the sukkah because it's cold. Which spawns a whole other discussion. Well, if you're mitzvah, if the sukkah is not roi for Shaina, so maybe it's not roi l'chol tashmisha, maybe it should be possible even for achila and shasi as well. There's a lot to discuss. Mitzvah, we'll get to it. But that's one answer that's given. That the reason why we don't sleep in the sukkah is because it's very cold. So, zok to bir alocha. I am Bilabush, he says, Afilu yesh lo karm ksosos, linot slum and atzina, kam ken yesh lo hakam. Bilabush says, even if you have blankets, and sheets and whatnot, you make it warm. You have blankets and sheets and matzaos and pillows and whatnot, you can make it comfortable and make it warm. He says, you can also be makam. The enkel adam yachol l'trach b'chol layla l'haviyam sham l'machol l'fanosam. He says, not everyone can, what, you're going to bring your bed, you're going to bring the mattress and the blankets and the pillows and everything into the sukkah and then take them out and put them back in the house and then bring them back in the sukkah and then bring and take them out back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So that's the tircha yisera. Im lo diyesh lo mokom b'sukkah lahanicham shem l'cho yimei hachag. Of course, says the Levush, if your sukkah is big enough that you can leave your bedding there and you can sort of like fold it on the side, it's not a big deal. It's one thing, then it's not a tircha. But if it's a big deal to take the bedding in and out of the sukkah, then stomach your potter. Right? Because you're in a mokom where you need the blankets, and without the blankets you're going to feel cold, so mitzvah is part of the sukkah without the blankets, and it's a big tircha to bring them back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. So therefore you're going to be part of the Magen Avraham. What's the yisod of the Levush? The yisod of the Levush is that even mitzvah machmas tircha is also going to be part of the Levush. Mitzvah machmas tircha, to bring the matzos, to bring the karmic sosos there, that's also going to be part of. So if you have a makom in a sukkah, then you'll be chai. But if not, then your taka going to be potteri. That's another right for the sukkah. The star is potteri in a sukkah, even machmas tircha, to get there or to bring something there. Moshe.
No,
we're
just talking about extra stuff.
I guess he's assuming that if it's cold, it's the extra that's the big tircha. The rest of the stuff, you can fold it up neatly in the corner. It's not a big deal. We're not talking over here about a sukkah ktana, you know, shiva al shiva. We're talking about a normal size sukkah. It's just, it's not so big. So, just the regular matzos and karmic sauces that you need, you have enough room for that. But for the extra, apparently you don't. I guess that's what he's assuming. Because if you're mechuyev to sleep in the sukkah, whatever you normally have to do to get to the sukkah, you're mechuyev to do. So I'm not sure that there should be a p'tur there.
So it's
usually
the basics for not being to the tzirchut.
That's what we keep on saying. Because a person has to sit in the sukkah. So whatever has to be done for the basic mitzvah of sukkah, that tircha you do have to do. I mean, if tircha partners from the sukkah, so you shouldn't have to build a sukkah, because it's a tircha to build a sukkah. It's not shaykh. So obviously, basic tircha you do have to do. Extra tircha you don't have to do.
So where's that range? What if the person doesn't mind? Like, what if the extra tircha doesn't bother them? Does it change based on the person? Is there like a set range?
Sure. If the tircha doesn't bother you, then you're mechuyev to do it. Why not? The reason why there's a minig that we don't sleep in the sukkah, zok the levush, we don't sleep in the sukkah where it's cold, is because it is a tircha. Mistama, for most people, it's a tircha to bring the extra karmic sauce to the sukkah. But in a chanami, if you're as an individual that you don't find it a tircha, then taka, you would be mechuyev. Why not?
Is there a minimum? Like, let's say it bothers you, and that's the bare minimum. Is that
Pater
from sukkah, or is it not?
If he's an istanis, right, and he feels bizarre even from one bug, right, or if he has an allergy to bees, and there's a bee in the sukkah, so then he's Pater from sukkah. Someone who doesn't have an allergy to bees is not Pater from sukkah if one bee comes. You can sit there, it's not a big deal. The bee's not going to bother him. Right? He's going for the honey. Right? He's going for the sweet stuff. He's not going for you. If you don't jump around, he's not going to bite you. Stop. But some people, they can't. Either they can't take it, or it's dangerous for them. Right? So they feel like they don't want to, at that point, they're embarrassed, and then you put them. Put them in the sukkah. It should depend on every individual. And then the Magen Avraham quotes the Rambam. Right? He has his own discussion. Right? First he quotes the Ran. Right? Shomeginos and Pardesim. Then he quotes the Levush about Karmak Sassos, where it's cold. And then he quotes the Ramah. What Ramah? Who Ramah? Which Shulchan Aruch is referring to? It's Rambam. It's a Shir Klali. His Rambam is collecting for you all of the different shitas where you see mitzdar, machmas tircha, to bring something to the sukkah or to get to the sukkah. Where's the Rambam? Rambam in Siman Tov, Siv Dalet. Just one second. Tov Reish Mem, Siv Dalet. Misha kavlo aneros besukah b'shabes v'yesh lo ner b'veiso muta lotzis min asukah v'nelechol b'makom ner. The lights go out. You set the timer, you made a mistake, and the lights are out. So if you have a ner in your home, then you can sit in the bais. You put them in asukah. Because there are no lights, you can't sit in the sukkah in the dark. So then you're allowed to sit at the home and eat. So Dr. Mav, eino tzorach leilech l'sukah s'chaver sheyesh sham ner yesh torah gadol b'davar. And you don't have to go to your friend's sukkah. The next door neighbor has a sukkah. But it's a Torah gadol to bring all my food there to the sukkah. Or let's say it's not a next door neighbor, but it's a little bit further down. The shul has a sukkah. Right? The next door neighbor is not there. The next neighbor is away for sukkahs. The shul, I know the shul has a sukkah, and the lights are on in the shul. Yeah, but it's a 2-block walk. So I'm going to take my whole family with all my food and everything. That's a tircha yisair, that's a Torah gadol. So Zakhtar Amah B'Shem L'Tshuva Sadeshen. If it's a Torah Gadol, then you're potter from going to the other sukkah where there's an air. You can just eat at home. You're potter from the sukkah because Mistar is potter in the sukkah. So, Magen Avraham, what do you see? What do you see? There's a tircha yisera. The normal tircha to go out of my home to get to a sukkah that I have to do. Everyone has to do that. But a tircha yisera to go to my friend's sukkah, to go to the shul sukkah, if the neighbors go out of my sukkah, then I'm not mechuyev to do. That's a tircha yisera. we see from our Gemara, right? We see from the Ran, Lavush, and the Shubas Hadeshin that there's this idea, Lemaisa, that Mitzar is part of an Asuka. Even if he's not Mitzar Machmas the Sukkah, he's only Mitzar to get to the Sukkah, or to bring things to the Sukkah. That's also Mitzar, which is part of an Asuka because it's lacking Teshukim. That's the Mogen Asuka. Based on Rav, based on the Ran, right? Abayis Svar, which the Ran claims Rav agrees to. The Magen Avraham, the Poskim also agree to this. Levush and the Ramah, they also agree to this. Yisod, that Mitzar Machmas Tircha is a Ptur. I think we can add to the rise of the Magen Avraham. There are a few other rise too. The Shulchan Aruch, famous Shulchan Aruch, also is a rise to this Yisod. This is in Simen Tav Reish Lamedtes. The Shulchan Aruch about Geshamim, it's based on the Gemara later on. We're going to get to it in Mitzvah Shem. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Reish Lamedtes, Sivav and Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ha'ocha b'sukkah v'yardu b'shamim v'halach l'veisu pasku ha'gashamim e'mechayim nasu lachzor l'sukkah atchi'ig musudasa." Let's say a person is sitting in the sukkah and it starts raining, and he goes into his home to finish the meal. The halacha is he doesn't have to go out to the sukkah to go back to the sukkah in the middle of the meal. He can finish his meal. Similarly, Siv Zayin, "Ha'yoshem v'yardu b'shamim b'alayla v'nichnas l'doch habayis v'pasku ha'gashamim e'machriich nasu lachzor l'sukkah v'halosu alayla." Same thing. He's sleeping in his home, starts raining. He's sleeping in the sukkah, starts raining. He goes into his home, and then it stops raining, and someone's up. Don't get him up. Don't wake the guy up and push him back into the sukkah. Until daybreak, and he wakes up and he's asleep. He's not mechuyev to go back to the sukkah. Why not? It's not raining now. So if it's not raining now, he should have to go back to the sukkah to eat. He should have to leave his meal in the house to go back to the sukkah. If it's not raining, then he should have to wake up and go back to the sukkah. You should wake him up. Why? He's mechuyev in sukkah. He's going to be mevatel the mitzvah if he doesn't go back to the sukkah. What's the heter? The answer is we're not matriach him to go to the sukkah because in the middle of his meal it's a tircha to stop eating in the house and to go back to the sukkah. It's a tircha if he's already sleeping. What, you're going to wake him up? He's going to have to schlep himself down to the sukkah? It's a tircha. It's not a mitzvah machmas the sukkah. Once he gets to the sukkah, well, in the case of sleep, once he gets to the sukkah, he might not fall asleep again. So that might be a tzar. But not a tzar from the sukkah, it's just he can't fall asleep. The meal, it's not going to be mitzvah from the sukkah, it's just he's mitzvah to get to the sukkah. But apparently the Shulchan Aruch is saying that that's also a mitzvah. Mitzvah is part of the sukkah then too. And the ra'ah that we mentioned before about chosan, right, chosav v'chol b'nei achup abtrim and asuka kol shiva. Right, so the Gemara asks, why don't they do the simcha in the chuppah? Why don't they do the simcha in the sukkah? Put the chuppah levdu chuppah b'sukkah. So Rava says, mishum tzar chosan, they're not mechuyev to do that. What's tzar chosan? Whole different host of rishonim, different opinions of rishonim. So Dr. Ra'ah, it's a tzar chosan to go up to the sukkah. Lalos la sukkah, to go up to the sukkah. He said they made the sukkahs on the gagos, it's a tzar thing. It's a tzar for everyone to go to the sukkah. So if it's a tzar to go up to the sukkah, so why should anyone have to go to the sukkah? He said, no, because we're talking probably about a chosan who during the day is mesamech with his kala and the bayis, but then when the b'nei achuba, the friends come, then they want to schlep him up to the sukkah. So since he's torah b'mitzvah, so to speak, he's osig b'mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah d'rabona, but he's involved in some tzorach gavoah. So for him, his tsar of tircha, lalos, lasuka, his tsar is taken seriously. Because that's an extra tircha, since he's already involved in the mitzvah in the bais. But everyone else, if all you have is the tircha to get to the sukkah, then you have to go to the sukkah. There are always another right to this, he said, that even mitzdayar machmas tircha to get to the sukkah is potter, as long as that tircha is an extra tircha above and beyond what regular people have to go through. There are five makoros to this yisod, right? The Ran by us, the Levush by Kar Maksasas, the Ramah, the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Ramah about neighbors going out in the sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch about Yishamim, and the Ra'ah about Chosin. The fabulous five, right? Five makoros for the same yisod. The mitzdar is part of the sukkah. Not only if someone's mitzdar machmas yeshiva the sukkah, but even it's not machmas tircha to get to the sukkah and to bring the clay tash to the sukkah. Okay. This is one approach to the sukkah. Machlokas Abayin Rava. whether Teshu came to do applies over here or not. Abaye says this new din of Mitzdar, and Rava either denies the din of Mitzdar, or as the Ran says, he agrees to the din of Mitzdar, but he holds that it is came to do because the Shomrei Ginusa Pardesim in the Sada, they don't have their Klei Tashmish. So it would seem that if you rely on the Ran, then you have a Makom to be Mega for this din of Mitzdar. That's what the Magen Avraham for. So some point out that it's not so clear that you can be Megal for this Ran, because not everyone explains the Sugya that way. The Ritva seems to explain Machlokas Abaye and Rava differently. So if you're Machmer for the Ritva, then perhaps the Kula of the Magen Avraham might not remain. Which Ritva? What am I doing? The Ritva explains Abaye not in the way that Rashi explains. What does he say? Shomer peres ginos pardesim p'turim b'mayon b'balayim. She'ein regilin lovo levateim klav. Says the Ritzvan. Parchina v'lev d'suka hasim. Omer Abaye teishu kein tadu. What's Abaye saying? Teishu kein tadu. V'kevan she'en derech l'kvo ha'sham en l'chayev l'aso sham suka. Dr. Ritzvan, Abaye is saying that shomer ginos pardesim don't have to sit in the suka. Because ein derech l'kvo ha'sham, so they don't have to make a sukkah shop. What does that mean? Ein derech l'kvo Hashem, so they're parted from sukkah. Ein derech l'kvo Hashem. But they don't live ba'ofen kavua. They live in their homes, right? But now they're watching the Ginos of Pardesim. So ein derech l'kvo Hashem, so therefore they don't have to make a sukkah shop. Well, what does that mean? What is he saying? So I saw Ratzi Pesach Frank in his Mekorei Kodesh. He suggests that maybe the Ritva had in mind what the Rivav, the Shitas Rivav on the Rif writes. The Rivav, here on that Yibazim and Aleph, and that be a Rif, he writes like this, Bidas Abaye. Abaye Yom Atesh Ketor de Rukloma. Ein Adam Chayev Leishav Besuka, Elo Bishashu Rogil Leishav Shayim Os Hashana Bevesa. Person is not Mechuyev to make a Sukkah unless Shayim Os Hashana, he's living in his home. Shomer Ginos Upardesim, La Olam Einam Regilim Leisha Bevesam Ki Im Beginos Upardesim. The Shomer Ginos Upardesim are La Olam Eino Rogil Leisha Bevateim. They're never in their home. They're in the Ginos Upardesim. Hilkach Pturim Heim in Asuka Ben Bayam Ben Balan. What's he now saying? They're never in their home. They're in the Ginus of Pardesim. So therefore, they don't have to make a sukkah. They're never home. I thought we said they do return home. Part of the year they're in the Ginus of Pardesim. Part of the year they're in their home. Well, what's the Rivav saying? So the core, what the Rivav means is that, of course, the Shomer Ginus of Pardesim go home, but for part of the year they don't go home. The part of the year they stay in the Ginus of Pardesim, they stay in the Sodom. Let's say 8 months of the year they're in their home, and 4 months they're in the Ginus of Pardesim. So since 4 months they're in the Sodom, when we want to figure out whether they're mechuyev to make a sukkah, we look at the place where they are before and after sukkahs. Don't look at the batim, at the big bias. Look at where they are before and after sukkahs. If they're in a period of time during the year when they're in the sada, so since in the sada they don't have a diras keva, that's not their diras keva. The diras keva is the bais, the hut, the diras harai they have in the ginos of pardesim. That's a temporary dira. It's a dira bakroi. It's not a diras keva. So the rule of Teishu Kein Tadur tells me that if I have a diras keva normally, if I have a bais normally, I'm mechuyev to create a sukkah, right, to sit in the sukkah and not in my bais. If I have a diras keva, so the chiyuv of sukkah requires that I leave my diras keva. Same with diras keva, b'shev b'diras ara. Right? I have to sit in my sukkah. That's only if I have a diras keva. But if I don't have a diras keva where I'm living, strange idea, right? Right, I don't have a diras keva. Well, I'm living in a diras arai, but kol yimos hashana, not kol yimos hashana, but in the segment of time of the year that I'm in, I'm not a diras keva. Then I'm not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. I'm not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. That's the revav, and that's what the ritual basically is saying. Kevin she'en derech l'kva sham, en l'chayev lasos sham sukkah. The halach of sukkah, Abaye learns that the halach of sukkah is to leave the diras keva to go to a diras arai. You're not mechuyev to go from a diras arai to a diras arai. Right? If you don't have a diras keva, you're not mechuyev to make a sukkah. That's what Teishu Kandadura means. Teishu Kandadura means that I have to make a sukkah to leave my diras keva to go to a sukkah. But if I don't have a diras keva, I'm not mechuyev to sukkah at all. That's tremendous. But that's Abaye. That's what Abaye is saying. That's what Abaye is saying. That since they don't have a diras keva in the Ginos of Pardesim, they're not mechuyev to make a sukkah.
Wow.
Jacob.
They're not mechuyev to make a sukkah, they're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah.
Yeah. You are in your house. You're living in your house, but you're a whole chedrach. It's a different category. Here, they're living in the sadeh. That's their mokum in the sadeh. You can't call it a diras keva because they have a home. You know, they have a beautiful home. Vacation is not another place to live. That's an exception, right? That's doing something different than what I'm normally doing. But here, for 4 months of the year, they're living in the sadeh. You're not living on vacation. There are a lot of people who would love to live on vacation, right? They're working to go on the vacation, right? They're living so that they can go on the vacation. But the vacation is not life. That's fantasy, right? The vacation is not the living. That's the exception to the rule. But here, that's not the exception. They're living in the sadeh. They're living in the diras arai, right? They're living in a dira bakrai. So Zokta Abaye, they're not mechuyev to make a sukkah if they're not leaving a diras keva. It's only if they're leaving a diras keva, then they're mechuyev to leave the diras keva to the sukkah. Yes.
We look at these cases that if it was not sukkahs right now, where would they be living?
Exactly.
And then they wouldn't be living at home, and they don't be living in a sukkah.
That's what Abaye
says. They wouldn't be living at home, and they would be fine in a sukkah.
Correct.
So then, would this have any effect on like aniyim or like merchants or people that don't have diras keva ever?
I don't think so, because again, the Shomei Gimus and Pardesim have a bias. So their quote-unquote bias, besode, is not the diras keva. But if a person's bias is always sort of like a flimsy structure, then that's their diras keva. I think so. How is Rava going to respond? What is Rava's response to this svara? So if you look at the Ritva, he continues the job. He fills you in. What does he say? Abaye holds Teishu Kentadur, the Kevin Shein Derech Lekvor Hashem, and Ochayav Lasso Hashem Sukkah. What does Rava say? Pirtz Akar Laganif. So what does that mean? To me, a milsi, says, V'chilesle, the Rava Teishu Kentadur. And we also darshan from the Braisa later on, Teishu Kentadu. The Yeshlomer says the Ritva, the Tarvayu, Mishum Teishu Kentadu. Rava also holds that the Torah is mit Teishu Kentadu. He says Pirzakar Laganav, he doesn't mean Pirzakar Laganav as opposed to Teishu Kentadu. It's Teishu Kentadu plus Pirzakar Laganav. It's both of the Beida Zach and Suzam. And you need both elements together in order to pack their point to the Yeshlom of the Tavayim Bishim Teishu Kedadur Eladabai Dorish Leit Fei the Potele Afilu Shalobu Mokom Hefsi Kevin Shein Darko Lassos Dirosu Sham. Abaye says Teishu Kedadur says that if the Shomer Gimel Super Deisim don't have a bias Kavua in the Sada, then they're not Mechuyev to make a Sukkah, period. That's what Teishu Kedadur teaches me. Rabbi Sira Lei the Kulei Hai Lo Darshinu Teishu Kedadur Shalo Lassos Sukkah Elabu Mokom Shedako Lekvah Shem Beisim. Rava says, don't darshan teishu kentadur to do like that. Come on. The mechuyev make a sukkah. What, if you don't have a diras keva there, you're not mechuyev to make a sukkah. First of all, maybe we look at that if you're diras keva. But even if not, you're not mechuyev to make a sukkah. You're mechuyev to make a sukkah everywhere. That's not what teishu kentadur means. So what does it mean? Aval kashiyesh lo hefsi bedover v'is le tzara upseida v'hapatrina le'mishim teishu kentadur. But if there's hefzid, pirtza kara laganav, you have a pirtza, he's going to go into his sukkah. Now the ganav is going to see that there's no one watching the field. He's going to think there's no one watching the field. He doesn't see the shomer balayla. Shomer laila, the night watchman. So he'll think that the coast is clear and he can go steal. they can come a hefsid b'adava. So this tsara upseida says the Ritva. So then teshu kentaduru kicks in. Rava hold, it's not enough, right? Your din of teshu kentaduru, your din abaya that you know the diras kavi nabuchim to go to a sukkah. That I think is incorrect, Rava says. So what is teshu kentaduru? Tsara upseida. That if you have a hefsid machmas the pirtz of Koral Laganov, so then that's a tsara upseida. I think he means that you need both, right? It's tsara machmas upseida. That doesn't mean that every mitzvah patam nasuka needs a hefsid, right? Tsara machmas zvuvim and reyach and ruach. There's no hefsid there. It's just you don't like the bugs, you don't like the weather. So mitzvah is patam nasuka without hefsid for sure. I don't need a hefsid. But here we have to introduce a new type of mitzvah. This is mitzvah machmas ha-hefsid. Machmas ha-hefsid. If you mitzvah machmas ha-hefsid, even though there is no other tzar, that's also called mitzvah. I saw the footnote quoted the Michtam. Sefer Michtam elaborates a little bit on the word for him. He says this. Sefer Michtam seems to formulate it as a mitzvah machmas. Machmas hefsid. What does he say? Rav Amar Pirtza Kor Lagana Perish Sheyigno Perosa Ba'odo Besoch Sukaso V'libo Lo Yishkot Ba'odo Besocha Machmas Pachad Aganav. He's not going to be happy in the sukkah. He's not at ease in the sukkah. He's going to be mitzvah when he's in the sukkah. His lay, right? Machmas Pachad. He's not going to be able to relax because he's afraid that the ganav is going to come. Ve'ein lecha mitzvah gadol mizeh. There's no greater mitzvah because he's not going to be able to sit at ease in his sukkah because he's afraid that the ganav is going to steal. It's lechora what the Ritva is saying, right? It's a tsar machmas pachad, tsar machmas hefsid, if you will. Tsar machmas hefsid, that's why Rabbi says it's teshu kentadu. Abaye wants to say, no, it's not teshu kentadu because there's no diras keva in the sadas, you're not mukhir to make a sukkah. Says Rabbi, that's not a p'tur. The p'tur is that your mitzvah machmas hefsid. Mitzvah machmas hefsid. So if your mitzvah machmas hefsid because the ganav is going to steal, so that's the p'tur of teshu kentadu. That's why you'll be part of this. That's the machlokas the Vayin Rav according to the Ritva. According to the Ritva, there's no din of mitzvah machmas tircha to get to the sukkah, to bring things through. So that whole heter, right? That whole kula based on the fabulous five. Right, the five sheepers that we have, right, that falls away. The Ritva has a totally different shot. Totally different shot. What's more, Rav Tzipa Safrank there points out that once we have the Ritva, that Abaye is not saying a din in Mitzvah Machmas Tircha, but rather he's saying that the Soda is not a mokom that's ro'ui for a sukkah. If you're not mechuyev to build a sukkah, if you don't have a diras keva, so he wants to suggest it might not be a far jump even to explain Rashi that way too. Against the Ran's version, the way the Mogen Avraham understood the Ramadas Rashi. Is it such a far jump to say maybe Rashi holds this way too? What does Rashi say? Abaye holds the Shamagino Supardesim HaPatim in a sukkah. Why? Because Teshu Ketadu, because it's a tircha to bring the Klei Tashmish. So he said, oh, Rashi's introducing a new type of mitzvah. Mitzvah, machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, to bring things to the sukkah, to bring the svarim and the karmuksosis and the, you know, if it's a tircha, to get there because of the ner, to go to your friend's sukkah. Who says? Maybe Rashi is just saying, because it's a tircha to bring the klei tashmish there, the sot is not a mokum that's roi for sukkah. It's not a mokum that's roi for a dira. Because it's not going to be a dira to the diary inchi. Maybe that's what he's saying. That it's just defining the mokum as a mokum that's not roi for diras inchi. It's not a mokum that's roi for sukkah. But if you have a sukkah that is roi for sukkah, there's no reason it's not roi for sukkah. It's a sukkah that's right next to someone's home. It's a mokum that's roi to bring the klei tashmish there. Right? So just because the lights went out, right, and it's a tircha to get to my friend's sukkah, so my friend's sukkah is roi for sukkah. My sukkah is roi for sukkah. It's not like it's not roi for sukkah. Right? My friend's sukkah is roi. the sukkah on the roof is roi, so the chassan has a tircha to go there, but it is roi to be a sukkah. The makom is roi to be a sukkah. Who says Rashi claims that there's this new idea that it's star machmas tircha to get to the sukkah, to bring the clay tashrim to the sukkah, that's pata? Maybe not. Maybe Rashi holds that he's just giving you a simen ladover, that it's a makom that's not roi for sukkah. If you can't bring the clay tashmish there, because it's a tircha, so that's not a makom that's right for a sukkah. But who says there's this new din klali, this new ptur, that if there's a tircha, for me to get to a sukkah, so then I'm potter from sukkah, midim mitzvah. Who says? Maybe Rashi is defining that the sod is not a makom that's roi for the sukkah, because you can't bring the clay tashmish. But if your sukkah is roi, it's just for some side reason, it happens to be cold tonight, you can't bring your karma ksasas, or there are too many svarim that you want to learn with for this particular time. Who says that there's a p'tur of mitzvah in such a case? Again, the Magen Avraham does paskin like this shot of the Ran Vidas Rashi. Right? He says that Rav agrees with Abai and says there is such a mitzvah. But some of the Achronim want to suggest, once we have the Ritva that shows you already that not everyone agrees with this p'tur mitzvah, it's not really such a far jump to say that maybe even Rashi never meant it. Rashi never meant to say there's a p'tur of mitzvah if you have tircha to get to the sukkah. He was saying that since it's a tircha to bring the clay tashmish nearer to the sadeh, it's not a mokum that's roi for the sukkah bechlal, and that's why it's a problem. Yes.
Can you say that even before he couldn't hold like the ritva because in the barrel of himself yesterday he says that it's eshu that like a whole kedera you would have to spend mala time to make a sukkah. Then so clearly it doesn't hold this.
No, I think the Magen Avraham by Hilchei Drachim is saying that at night they don't have the din of Hilchei Drachim. They're like people who are living at home.
Right.
They're like people
bevesim. If he says that you have to spend money, if there's a tzar mammon, then even there you
spend money.
He
says, Eshar
says
that you have to build the sukkah.
Right, even if it costs like blood.
But that's because since Hilchei Drachim is an exception, it's not the norm. Normally they're home. So, Balai life, they're not Hilchei Drachim, they have a din of people who are Bevesa.
But wouldn't that be a tzar? If Malos were a problem, then wouldn't that still be a tzar there? Even if.
I gotta look at the Magen Avraham again. What? It's if he has to spend money to buy the materials for the sukkah, then he's potter from making
the
sukkah.
No, Magen Avraham says that he would have to spend money.
That's because once it's Balai, you don't have a din of Hilchei Drachim, so you're like a person in Rabbayis. So, just like you have to go through the tircha, the monetary tircha, building a sukkah in your bias. So too, the Hilchei Drachim Balayla are not Hilchei Drachim. They're like
people
in Medina.
A
tsar of spending money for a sukkah, you gotta buy a sukkah. So you gotta be willing to kick in the money for that. But the Hilchei Drachim Balayla are like their Bevesim, the Shomer Ginus and Pardesim. They're not Bevesim, they're in the Sadeh. So their halacha is gonna be totally different.